IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
Welcome back, everybody, to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. So narcissism is such a hot topic, and you guys know we've done a couple of episodes about the subject if you've been a loyal listener. But today, we get to talk about something a little bit different within the realm of narcissism and narcissists. We talk about narcissism in the workplace and how to negotiate that. It's complicated in a different way because it's not like a relationship you can just break up with. Well, today I got to chat with author Rebecca Zung. Her latest book, Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win, gives amazing practical advice on how to navigate those toxic relationships and come out the other side. She's a renowned high conflict resolution attorney with over 2 decades of experience and an empowering influencer in the realm of negotiation. Rebecca shares her wealth of knowledge with us on the tactics we can all use to break free from manipulation, how to argue successfully, set boundaries, and reclaim our lives when dealing with a narcissist. All this information that I talked to her about in this episode is so interesting. I think everyone can use her advice for sure. So it's pointers we can all use daily. So please take notes and listen to my conversation with Rebecca Zung. Good morning, Rebecca. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Good morning.
So I've told everybody who you are and what you're about, but basically you are a high conflict resolution attorney, a divorce transformation strategist, and a narcissist negotiator. I love all these terms. Can you tell me how you got to this role? Like, what made you go down this path?
Oh, well, I really focus mostly now on helping people through high conflict negotiation. And I really, in the last few years, have focused on this almost sort of by accident, because what happened was during COVID, I started doing videos on YouTube on how to negotiate with a narcissist. And it really kind of grew out of the fact that I had a narcissistic business partner, and I had a high net worth divorce litigation practice for many years. And then I had merged my practice with a couple of other guys because I was really more of an entrepreneur at heart. And I had many different entrepreneurial endeavors. And one of them was with a person who turned out to be a covert passive aggressive narcissist. And it really threw me. I spent a lot of sleepless nights. I had a lot of anxiety over it. I spent a lot of time really, it caused me a lot of stress. And when I ended up finally getting out of that relationship, somebody had said to me, well, you know, that person was a covert passive aggressive narcissist. And I was like, oh my God, what the hell is that? I mean, it sounded like an alien, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was when I started studying everything I could about that. And I was still practicing law part-time at the time. It was sort of at the, around the fall of 2019. And so I was also tinkering around with YouTube, and I was tinkering around with online digital courses at the time and learning the YouTube algorithm. And I knew I wanted to do something with online courses. I thought I was going to do something with negotiation in general. I had done lecturing on negotiation for a long time. And I was also doing, you know, some television work. I had been you know, contributing to extra, like when, you know, celebrity divorces would break and things like that. And so, you know, there was this whole confluence of events going on in my life at the time. And so in January of 2020, I did one video on how to negotiate with a narcissist. And that was the one that went sort of viral. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I'm on to something here. I really didn't want to be, you know, like the narcissism queen. I remember saying to my husband, I don't want to be the narcissism queen, you know, but that was the one video that went viral. And so I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to put together a course on how to negotiate with a narcissist, and I'll have it go live in March of 2020. And maybe I'll do something with that. I didn't think it was going to be the thing.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, I'll do this. And of course, I didn't know what was going to go on with the world. I had no idea what was coming. And then, so I go live with that. I had 300 subscribers on YouTube at the time. And basically friends and family that I had begged to, you know, to subscribe to my channel. Right. And so I go live with it in March of 2020, and by January of 2021, I had over 100,000 subscribers on my channel, and I had made $1.1 million on that course, and it was a $500 course.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was called Slay Your Negotiation with a Narcissist, which is still my banner course, which I've made, you know, I've actually sold, you know, over 10,000 of those courses. I have it in 167 countries because I have an app for it, so I can see how many countries I serve, and it's in over 167 countries. And I now have a high conflict negotiation certification, which I certify professionals in all walks of life for people who either, you know, they just want to up level their game in their current profession, or people who want to coach separately and start a new business. So that's what I do now. And then on the back end, the coaches actually coach. So I have a whole business called Breaking Free Power Coaching for people who want to get coaching from my coaches. So it's like a whole other business that I do now, just based on, because I started that YouTube, I did that one video on how to negotiate with a narcissist in January of 2020.
What an amazing story. And I mean, that's amazing that it happened when everyone else went into such uncertainty and had such a difficult time going into COVID. So you really came into your own there, it sounds like, and found a different angle for your purpose. I love that. So,
oh, and I forgot to mention, of course, the book, of course, you know, hit USA Today bestseller. And yeah. And, you know, Chris Voss wrote the foreword for it and the whole thing. Like, yeah.
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 Great, great book, by the way. It's called Slay the Bully. We'll talk about it in a little bit. So I've had, you know, people on talking about narcissism. And in general, you know, the biggest thing I think that people don't understand, that first of all, this word narcissist, narcissism is thrown around so much right now. I mean, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's labeling someone they know, a boyfriend, a parent, a narcissist. And, you know, in the conversations I've had with these professionals, having narcissistic personality disorder is quite rare, but to have the traits is very common. And so I think that's something for people to really understand. But, you know, one of the biggest things, I think in this episode, I really want to focus on what you're talking about with having a narcissistic business partner, or how to negotiate in divorce, mediation, whatever it is, with that bully, so to speak, with that narcissist. But, you know, what I think is interesting is that, and I've heard you talk about it, and a lot of people talk about it, some of the traits that they possess is that they're so, these narcissists are so charismatic. They love bomb you at the beginning. And even if it's a someone you're working with, you know, they compliment you, they make you feel really important and understood. But, you know, I was listening to some of this stuff when I was researching you and what you talk about. And my question was like, how do we know when that's real though. Like, I mean, there has to be a point where someone does like you and likes all your traits, or someone is charismatic and it's not a red flag. So I want to start with, how do we know when it's real and when it's a trait of a narcissist?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I would say it's going to be very obvious right away, because with a narcissist, you see the red flags almost right from the beginning. I know I did, but I didn't, you don't trust your gut. You end up not trusting your gut. Yeah. And here's the thing. Your heart is actually 5 seconds ahead of your brain. Mm. And if you listen to your heart and you lead with that, you will know. What happens is we end up ignoring the things that we see. We end up almost, you know, allowing them the excuses. And what they do is they prey upon people who have what I call leaky boundaries, right? Because, and I know I had them, I don't anymore, or I try not to as much, but what they'll do is they have excuses right from the beginning. And you will see this happen, and I'll give you some really good examples. So what they'll do is they'll say, you know, in my case, for example, with a narcissistic business partner, they're supposed to do something for you, a business plan or whatever it is, and then they don't come through on it, and it's very passive aggressive, and you end up having to go back to them and, hey, did you do the thing that you were supposed to do? Well, I can't get to it right now because, you know, but this is only after they've locked you in. After they've locked you in, they start with, oh my gosh, I'm going to bring the thing. I'm going to bring all the contacts. And this is going to be amazing. And we're meant to work together. We're meant to be together. And we have all this stuff in common. And we're going to be best friends. And I can't believe we've never worked together before. We've never met before, and everything is perfect. And it's 50 calls a day and 50 emails a day. And all of your dopamine is just being dumped into your brain because this is going to be amazing. And then they lock you in. But even before they lock you in, you usually do see red flags of some sort. Mm-hmm. They're not showing up. They're not doing something. You know, there's an inadvertent email that you were left off of, or there's a something, something. But they always have some immediate excuse. Oh, come on. You know, we're perfect. Oh, why are you seeing that? Or why should we slow down? You know, like, if you want to slow down, we're moving a little too fast here.
Yeah. And it's almost like you don't, you know, when you feel like you're getting all these compliments and this person is saying how much they know you and want to work with you, it's almost hard to pull back from that. Like, 'cause it feels so good. And you're like, oh, finally someone gets me and someone really cares about making this happen. So even if you do see some red flags, it's almost like you don't want to see them. Right.
Right.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the one and only Jennifer Aniston. My hair is my thing, and I put it through the ringer. Whether I use the curling iron or change the color, it all takes a toll, which is why Lola V is a must-have. It not only repairs the look of damage, but it also shields my hair from future harm. Lola V is all about naturally derived plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And it's cruelty-free and vegan. We love that. And since I'm not a gatekeeper, here's a treat for you. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use code Rachel at checkout. I mean, if you're taking hair care advice, why listen to anyone besides the woman who gave us the Rachel? So Lola V has helped change my hair for the better, and I love sharing things I like with you guys. The restorative shampoo and conditioner are game changers. And with all the styling I put my hair through, as I said, it needs some extra love. I also use the intensive repair treatment. I ended up having guests this past weekend, and every single one of them asked where I got this because I went and ordered the shampoo and conditioner for all the different bathrooms in my house, and everybody loved it. So I'm telling you, it's not just me. People are seeing a difference. All their products smell amazing and help hair feel healthy and super shiny. So unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code Rachel at checkout. That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code Rachel. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts cannot be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Your hair will thank you.
With a healthy person, mentally healthy person, if you say, hey, we might want to slow down here for a minute, let's take a breath. A mentally healthy person might say, sure, let's slow down here for a second. That's no problem. Whatever works for you. Whereas a narcissist is like, there's no reason to slow down. We were meant to be together. Let's, you know, let's do this. Let's go. They don't want you to take a breath. They don't want you to see what might be behind that curtain, right? They want you to get locked in as soon as possible. And then as soon as they do lock you in, that's when you start to see those red flags right away, because now you are the one who's handling everything. You're the one who's, wait a minute, I want what I signed up for. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Because now they're kind of ghosting you almost immediately, right away. It's, you're not getting what you signed up for, whatever it is. They're not calling you as much. They're not emailing you as much. You're not getting the business partner you signed up for. You're doing all the work. You're not getting the romantic partner that you signed up for. They're not, now you're too needy. They're not going to pay you back the money that they borrowed from you.
But how do we get, like, what is that cycle that goes on in the narcissist's head? How do you get there? Is it because you've now fallen for them and you now need them? And then they're like, okay, I've got this person, you know, now I can do whatever with them. How do you get to that place where then they choose to back off?
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard? Because it isn't. Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake. Inspired by Kevin Hart's passion and belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up. Because The One just passed 5 million super shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut-healthy glass of The One gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com. Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard? Because it isn't. Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake, inspired by Kevin Hart's passion and belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up. Because The One just passed 5 million super shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut-healthy glass of The One gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com.
Well, because it's a deposit that they've made at the beginning. They're looking to get the supply out of it, mm-hmm. right? So it's that bottomless pit. They need an endless amount of supply. And it's this black hole that can never be filled. That's really what a narcissist is. They have this empty pit inside of them that can never be filled. They feel totally and completely empty inside. And so it's pain and shame to the ultimate degree. I mean, we all have that to a certain degree, but this is all the way to the end of the spectrum. Yeah, and yeah. So how they try to get their feeling of value is all from external sources. And so they try to get it from people around them. And that's why you end up feeling totally and completely depleted. And they're still sort of starving because it can never be filled. It can never be filled.
Right. Okay, so let's get to some hacks. How, you know, because a lot of people end up going to therapy and making up and breaking up with whoever this is in their life. But instead of that, let's talk about what you are suggesting to people to do to get through this situation on the other side. So, like, what are some phrases we can use with a narcissist that are appropriate, that help you get through, you know, negotiations, mediations, and a work day?
Yeah. So the first thing that I tell people to do is put like an invisible shield down around them. You know, so I say step one, don't run. Step two, make a U-turn. Step three, break free. And it's all within my SLAY methodology, which is strategy, leverage, anticipate, and focus on you. So with mm-hmm. that strategy, the first thing is create that vision. What is it that you want? Where is it that you want to go? And holding that vision. But that first step in that vision is step one, don't run. So they've conditioned you during that love bomb phase, right? Your dopamine, so that what causes the trauma bond is that dopamine. That dopamine is such an addictive, it's actually the neurotransmitter of addiction, right? Mm-hmm. And it's when you're going from love bomb to discard, love bomb, discard, love bomb, discard. That's what causes that physiological addiction to that person. And mm-hmm. so you have to condition them back. You have to condition and recondition yourself. So putting that invisible shield down around yourself and just starting to say, step one, I'm going to just say the first thing that I'm going to do is boundaries, boundaries. And every single person on the planet, whether it's your boss, I don't care who it is, you can demand respect of yourself. Mm-hmm. You are worthy of respect. And so the first thing I want you to do is look at that person as if they are a toddler having a tantrum on the floor. What is really going on with a narcissist is it arrested development in the brain. What causes narcissism is arrested development in the brain that took place in the limbic system at, you know, a trauma that took place as a child. So if you can remember that, and think of that. Just remember that that's what you're dealing with. So just not take it personally. And remember, they don't attach themselves to you because you have so little value. They attach themselves to you because you have so much value. Mm. But you know, they make you feel like you're so small or whatever. So just remember that. Don't take it personally. Start looking at them as if they are a toddler having a tantrum on the floor. And then you can start observing their behavior to them. So you can
I just want to interrupt you. I think one of the hardest things is not reacting, you know, right. Internalizing it. Yeah,
exactly. So you can start saying things to them like, I can see that you are upset. I can see that you are angry. Mm. You know, this approach is not working for me. So observe their behavior to them. Mm-hmm. And that way it starts to take it away from you, right? So we can continue this conversation when you have calmed down. Mm-hmm. And that way you're observing, not absorbing.
Yeah.
And if they say something to you that's inflammatory, like, you know, you're this, that, or whatever it is, you can just say, thank you for the feedback. Thank you for the feedback. You don't have to say anything more, or you can just say something like, I agree with you that we're not going to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. I agree with you that this conversation is not going anywhere. I like the phrase, I agree with you, because they hear I agree with you, but you can be like, you're not agreeing to anything.
Right.
Right. So you can just say things like that, but observing their behavior to them is also very helpful. I can see that you are upset. I can see that you are angry. And then this approach is not working for me.
Is that where you talk about the fluff or favor vomit later concept, where you kind of just agree with them?
No, that's a completely different concept.
Okay. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah. So that would be back in where you are. I talk in anticipate. So when you're anticipating that a couple of things. First of all, that they're going to try to bait you. They're going to try to trigger you. They're mm-hmm. going to try to upset you. And you have to anticipate the type of narcissist that you're going to be dealing with, right? So the covert narcissist is going to tend to be more passive aggressive. They're going to be more likely to line up with what we call flying monkeys. They're going to be using more like smear campaigns on the sly. So covert narcissists tend to want to look nice. They're the ones that are more like, I say like the clutching the pearls, like, what? Why would you accuse me of that? Oh my gosh. You know, like the covert narcissists smear people in terms of care. So it's more like, oh, I'm so concerned about Susie and her drinking. Oh my gosh. I'm just worried about her, you know, like that. Like they want to be like, they're very passive aggressive. Mm. So they might say something like, oh, that's a really good job for you. Very, very steady and it'll always be there. Something like that. That's just the kind of thing that you need. Mm-hmm. It's like something like that. That's sort of almost like a cut, but you're not really quite sure that they're giving you a compliment or cutting you down. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of thing. Like that's a covert narcissist. They're just very good at sort of cutting you, but you're not quite sure what they're doing. And you're like, what? Did they just put me down? I like, mm-hmm. what was that? That's a covert narcissist. Whereas a grandiose is more like a They're the impulsive ones. They're the risk takers. They're the demand the best table in the restaurant. They're the ones that tell everybody how great they are. They're the, you know, the ones that you more think of as a narcissist, right? Mm-hmm. And so fluff or favor, vomit later is fluffing up their ego to get something that you want in return. So you fluff up their ego in order, like a you would fluff up a pillow. Mm-hmm. So what do? You give them adulation or you give them, you know, whatever. So, oh, can you handle the QuickBooks this month? You are so much better at it than I am, and it'll get done so much more quickly than if I did it. So, you know, and then you get that, you get something done that you would want done, and then you just don't, you don't say anything good about yourself, mm-hmm. in that. And you can use it in negotiations as well. You can seed things like, oh, well, if you do it this way, then it, you know, the resolution will be so much quicker, blah, blah, blah. Or what do you think we should do to get this handled? I mean, you're so smart about how things could be done, you know, like that's how you do. You fluff up their ego, mm-hmm. you use it to your advantage, and then you vomit later because yeah. Got That's it. What fluff or favor vomit later is.
Okay. How do you beat a narcissist in mediation? Can you give us some, tangible facts there?
Yeah. So when you are looking at narcissistic supply, here's the myth when it comes to narcissists. Most people think narcissists just want to win. That myth is totally false. And that's why most people fail when it comes to dealing with narcissists, because that only takes into account one form of narcissistic supply, which is image, that diamond level supply, which is something they do love, but they also love what I call coal level supply, which is manipulating you. Okay. And that's on the underbelly of supply. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they love the process of manipulating everybody, including everyone in the system. So if it's a mediation, if it's a court case, they love manipulating the lawyers, the judges, the person, of course, the person who's across from them. But I don't even necessarily know that it's conscious sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I did high net worth divorce litigation for a long time. And I remember one of the narcissists that I represented, not knowing that it was a narcissist, this is before I knew all of this. He said to me, I'd rather pay you than her. And I remember thinking, what the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you? But it's because of this trauma that they had. And what causes this trauma is that they had experienced. So what happened? And I want to explain this brain, what happens to their brain as children. I think it's really, really important that I go through this. So when we as human beings experience stress, our brains emit neurotransmitters, right? Adrenaline and cortisol. And when that happens as children on a regular and continuous basis, it actually causes arrested development in the limbic system part of the brain, which is the emotional center of the brain. And when they grow up, so whatever age they were as children, when that happened, they kind of get stuck there. So it could be 5, 7, whatever it is, right? And it could be that they experienced abuse, they witnessed abuse, it could be neglect, it could be overindulgence, whatever it was, right? So then what happens is as they grow up, while the prefrontal cortex part of their brain, the thinking part of the brain, continues to develop normally, when they are triggered as adults, by anything that could be verbal or nonverbal, but it causes them to feel like they are questioned in some way. So it could be that they're slighted, that they are experience a loss of control, that they're going to be exposed in some way, whatever it is. That limbic system part of their brain immediately takes over again, immediately is triggered, and they go from black to white. It's you know, immediately you become public enemy number one with them, especially when you're in that discard phase, and they go right after you. And then they become completely unaware of the collateral damage that they are causing to others during that period of time, especially if they're in a rage, if they're in that narcissistic rage period. And they sometimes they say, that never happened. I didn't do that. If you look at the anatomy of the brain, it is so closely related to memory, that limbic part of the brain. They probably don't. Sometimes they actually don't remember what happens during that period of time. And the scary thing is that they will take themselves down to take you down. And so you literally cannot negotiate with or communicate with a narcissist or a narcissistic person in the same way that you can a regular, reasonable person. You just can't, because they're not looking to, hey, let's all conserve fees. Let's get to a regular resolution here. How can we do this? They're not doing that. They still want to jerk you around. They still want to manipulate you. That's why they move the goalposts all the time. They'll change their own deal. Even if they send over an offer and then you go back 3 days later and say, yes, I'll accept all of your terms, it's already gone.
Right.
And that's why. That's why. Because they enjoy the process of manipulating, of jerking everybody around.
Of putting your life into chaos and
correct
uncertainty. Yeah.
Exactly.
How do we shift the dynamic with the narcissist to hit them where it hurts or send them into panic mode, what you've talked about?
So how do you create that leverage? So that goes back to the leverage, right? How do you create the leverage? You have to threaten a source of supply that's more important for them to protect or defend than the supply that they get from manipulating you. And that's image. That's that diamond level supply. So what I teach people how to do is create leverage by through their documentation, through witnesses, through, it could be texts, it could be emails, it could be social media. But when you look at all of that, you can create summaries, you can create, there's a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's, I just had one of my high conflict negotiation graduates tell me that she had 123 exhibits and she won. She said she won everything she wanted at her trial because she had 123 exhibits with leverage. So, I mean, it's surrounding them. I call it building an invisible fence that you don't show them until you're ready. And then you turn it on. And then
that's so interesting. Yeah, that's so interesting what you're saying, though, because when you're talking about someone else that has to look at the evidence, then it becomes obvious the evidence that you have and the complete picture is painting. But if you were to show your texts or the evidence that you have to this narcissist and say, but this is what you said and this is when you said it, they will gaslight you and say, well, you're mistaken. That's not what I meant.
Don't show it to them until you are presenting options to them. Right. So you present option A is, here's what I want, and it's going to be, you know, your reasonable option, and option B is going to be the one that they don't want to happen, and you have to do it in a very specific manner.
But I think that's where people get stuck in their own relationships, because if you're not dealing with someone who's a third party And you're, you know, then that's when you're showing them and trying to make your case on your own. And that's when it all backfires, I think.
It's difficult. I mean, it's simple, but not necessarily always easy to do because you feel, you can feel overwhelming, but it's actually not that difficult to do once you understand the process because they are one trick ponies. You know, they're easy to understand.
Yeah. Is it possible to get respect from a narcissist?
Yeah, actually it is actually. They respect people and stay away from people who stand in their authentic power. And that is what I teach people how to do. And that's the you, that's the why in Slay. And that is that, you know, they prey upon people who are a little bit wounded, who have leaky boundaries, who they know they can manipulate a little bit. And that's the sad part, right? So the people who stand in their authentic power, who know who they are, who won't allow themselves to be manipulated by them, who see them for who they are, who don't, you know, it's almost like they have the closed channels, right? They stay away from them. They stay away from them. I always say it's sort of like, it's always a really good visual for people because people can understand this. In the beginning of The Wizard of Oz, Glinda the Good Witch was standing there, and the Wicked Witch flew around her, and she said, "Go away, you have no power here." Right? Remember that? Like Glinda always knew exactly who she was, and the Wicked Witch was like, "Oh God, I'm getting away from her." That's exactly what it's like. You're like, "Go away, you have no power here."
Yeah.
It's that, because it's like you're flicking away the narcissist, because it's like a gnat flying around.
Right, right. That's a great analogy. All right, Slay the Bully. It's a great book, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win. Where can people find this book?
Anywhere, everywhere you buy books. It's right. Everywhere.
And Amazon. And if they want to take
Amazon, of course, yeah.
And if they want to take your course or training course, how can they sign up for that or learn more about it?
Yeah, so my website is RebeccaZung.com, SlayYourNegotiation.com. It's there too. And, you know, I'm on RebeccaZung.tv is my YouTube channel. I do have a free, if they want free phrases for disarming narcissists, they can go to disarmthenarc.com. You had asked me some of the phrases. I gave you a few, but free phrases for disarming narcissists at disarmthenarc.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I hope that people will get in touch with you. I know your resources are invaluable. So thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled M-I-S-S, understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio. And take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard? Because it isn't! Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake. inspired by Kevin Hart's passion and belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up. Because the one just passed 5 million Super Shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut healthy glass of the one gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com.